We choose various ways to express Christ's love.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Few people argue that followers of Christ are called to love one another, even though we may choose various ways to express it. Some like to express love to those they can personally touch, like the needy person next door. Others value joining with others to support large projects, like giving so their church can adopt the village in Africa. Many do both. Since Jesus spent so much time teaching, healing, feeding, and comforting the needy, addressing both physical and spiritual needs of people, we cannot overlook them today. The Apostle John said in his second letter, "I am writing to remind you, dear friends, that we should love one another. This is not a new commandment, but one we have had from the beginning. Love means doing what God has commanded us, and He has commanded us to love one another, just as you heard from the beginning." In all John's epistles, he stresses that God's people must show love to people both inside and outside of the church. He makes clear, love is not just what we say, it's what we do. Love not only draws people into the church fellowship, it also keeps them there.
If you'd like to learn more about God and His plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com. There you'll find practical Bible-based materials that will help you grow in your faith. Again, visit urbanministries.com.